This is a Bikkias recording for Maseches Megillah Daf Ches Amid Aleph. And this Amid is one of the Amudim of the Ein Veins. As we mentioned last week, that the Ein Veins have nothing to do with Maseches Megillah, except for the fact that we said that there's no difference between either Rishon or either Sheni, except for Mikra Megillah. And therefore, we have a similar, we go through other these similar situations with Ein Veins. There's no difference between this and that. And we give one or two differences. So now we're going to go through a bunch of different areas of halakha that really have nothing to do with Maseches Megillah. They just have to do with the concept of the Ein Bein, that there's no difference between this and that except for the following. So we'll go through these. We'll try to very bekitzer, very simply explain some of these ideas in halakha. Obviously, each one of these things has its own masechta, has its own world, and a lot of these mishnayos repeat in the appropriate mesechta. Okay, so let's start with the very top of Chesem and Aleph. Ein bein hamuder hanah mechavera lemuder mimenu meichel ela drisas haregel. We'll stop there for a second. So we said there is no difference between a person who swears that he will not get hanah from his friend. I mean, he says that he gets very angry at his friend. This was apparently something that they did. Up until fairly recently, somebody told me, an old Hungarian Jew said they used to do this all the time in Hungary as well, that if you're angry at somebody, you basically swear that he's not allowed to get hana from you, or you swear you're not going to get any hana from him. So there's two different things, two different ways to swear you're not going to get hana from somebody. Either I'm not going to get any hana from you whatsoever, or I'm not going to get any meichel from you. I'm not going to get any food from you. So what's nafkamina number one? What's the ein bein of this? So if I swear I'm not going to get any hana from you, then I'm usher even with drisas haregel. I'm not even allowed to walk on your property. Right? And the second thing is, kalim she'en osin bahem ochal nefesh. And I'm not allowed to use, if I say I'm not going to get any hana from you whatsoever, I'm not even allowed to use your kalim that have nothing to do with food preparation. Meaning, if I want to use your hammer and nails to borrow your hammer, I can't do that if I swear that I'm not going to get hana from you. But if I swear that I'm not going to get any food from you, then I could certainly borrow your hammer and nails. That's not involved in food preparation at all. And then the Gemara's Medayik, similarly, Hal the Inyan Kalim Sha'osim Bahen Ochal Nefesh Zev Zeh Shavin. But when it comes to pots and pans and other Kalim which are used for food preparation, then they are the same. And then we said, Drisa Saregel, walking on the person's property. Halo Kapti Inshi. So the Gemara asks, wait a second, why should Drisa Saregel be usher? Meaning, even if I swore you're not allowed to get Hana from me, I don't really care if you walk on my property. That's not really, real Hana. Says Amarava Hamani Reb Lezer. This is the sheet of Rabbi Eliezer. The Amar Vitur Aser B'Mudar Hana. You're not even allowed to be mevater when it comes to a Mudar Hana, which I didn't really translate anything. Sorry, which means that you're not even allowed to say that I'm mochel. I allow you to do this once you swear Hana from the person, and therefore, even though people are not makbin and people would normally let other people walk on their property, you can't do it if you swear you're not going to get Hana from it. Okay, new topic. Ein bein nedarim unedavos elashan nedarim chayev b'achrayusan nedavos ein chayev b'achrayusan. So neder and nedava are two different things. Rashi explains it over here. The Gemara is going to explain it. Basically, you take some type of a vow that you're going to volunteer a korban. You're going to volunteer to bring a korban ola to the Beis HaMikdash. So you can do that in the form of a neder, where you take a certain vow that you're going to bring a korban ola, or you can do it in the form of a nedava. You're going to volunteer a korban. So what is the difference? If you take a neder, then if something happens to the korban, you have to replace it, and you have to bring a different one in its stead. On the nedava, you don't have to replace it. That's what achrayus means in here. Responsibility means that if something happens to it, you have to replace it if it's a neder. You don't have to replace it if it's a nedava. So we'll explain what that means. Hal, says the Gemara, hal le inyan bal ta'acher zev zeh shavin. So it sounds from this Mishnah that if it comes to the Isser of Baal Ta'acher, now if you take a neder that you're going to bring a korban, there is an Isser in the Torah called Baal Ta'acher. Do not delay. What does delay mean? That you're given shalosh regalim. If you bring it within the three regalim closest to your neder, then you're good to go. But if you waited more than three regalim to bring this korban, then you violated the Isser of Baal Ta'acher. So it sounds from here that neder or nedavid would be the same. You'd violate Baal Ta'acher after the three regalim. So says the Gemara Tanana. So we learn over there, Ezehu neder haomer hare alai ola, Ezehu nedava haomer hare zu ola. So if you say, I take upon myself to bring a korban ola, that is called a neder. So meaning you're taking the neder upon yourself, and that's why obviously if you have a korban ola ready to go and something happens to it, you have to replace it because the chiyuv is on you. On nedava, means if you look at the animal and you say, what a beautiful animal. I want to bring you as a korban ola to the Beis HaMikdash to show Hashem, you know, that I really appreciate everything he does for me. And that, if something would happen to that animal, we say, you're not chayav b'achrayus because that was the ola. If something happens to that ola, you don't know another ola. Fine. So ma bein nedar nedavos. Nedarim, and then now we say this in a different, slightly different way. What's the difference between Nedarim and Nedavos? Nedarim, mesuo nignivuo avdu chayav b'achrayus. And if the animal dies or gets stolen or lost, then you have to replace it. Nedavos, mesuo nignivuo avdu eino chayav b'achrayus, son. But if something happens to the Nedava, you do not have to replace it. How do we know this? The Tana Rabbanan, because the Rabbanan learned in a Braisa, quoting the Psukim in the beginning of Sefer Vayikra, v'nirtzelol chaper alav. So, Reb Shimon Omer, af es she'alav chayav b'achrayuso, ve'es she'eno alav eino chayav b'achrayuso. So the Pasuk says that the korban ola that you bring will be accepted in Shemayim as a kapara on you. So Rav Shimon darshins based on that, that if it was the type of korban that was a love, the chiyuv was on you, on the guy, then you have to replace it. But if it was not on you, it was on the animal, then you don't have to replace it. My mashma, what is the implication in that pasuk that makes you think that? Rav Yitzchak bar Avdivi came unto Amar Alai, commanded ta'in akatfe dami. Once you use the word Alai, hare Alai ola, I'm going to bring the ola upon me, it's like you're carrying the burden on your shoulders at, excuse me, at that point. Okay, new topic now. This is a topic in Tumah and Tara, so it's a little more foreign to us. The other one was just Kachim, which is only slightly foreign. This is even more foreign, so don't get scared. There's basically a rule that a male or a female has a certain type of Tumah that can be called a Zog. A zav is a person who sees some type of an emission. It's not a seminal emission. It's not necessarily a disease that we have nowadays. I don't really know what it is. But if he sees a certain number of them, so then he's tamei for a week. And if he sees a fewer number of them, he's only tamei till he goes to the mikveh, and then he's tahor that night. And if he sees three times, then he is tamei for a week. And he has to bring a korban at the end. So this is what the Mishnah is talking about over here. Ein bein zav l'roa shtei re'iyos l'roa shalosh el a korban. The only difference between a zav who sees two times, and Rashi points out it could be two times in one day, or it could be once a day, two times in a row, or three times in one day, or 3 days in a row. The only difference is they're both tamei for a week, and they both have to count what we call in halacha shiva nikiyim. However, one of them has to bring a korban at the end of the week, and one of them does not. If he sees three times, he has to bring a korban at the end of the week. If he only sees two times, then he does not have to bring a korban. He just counts shiva nikiyim, and he's tahor, and he goes to the mikveh at the end of the week, and he's tahor. Excuse me. Hal inyan mishkav u'moshav u'sfira shiva zev zeh shavin. So the Gemara says, in terms of making things tameh, a zav can make things tameh by lying down on them or by sitting on them and having to count 7 clean days of not seeing any zav, and then at the end of the 7 clean days going to the mikvah, they're both equal. Fine. Minahani mili, how do we know this? The Rabbanan taught us in a braisa, Rab Simoy Omer, mana kosev shtayim v'karu tameh, shalosh v'karu tameh. Right? The Torah, says if you see two times you're called tamei, and another time it says three times you're called tamei. Okay, so that's how do the two coexist? Shtayim l'tumah v'shalosh l'karban, because one time it's telling you two times you're tamei, you have to count shiva nikiyim, and then you can go to the mikvah. And the third, and then it says that another time, third time, tell you just that you have to bring a karban on top of the other requirements. The Amar shtayim l'tumah v'lo l'karban shalosh l'karban v'lo l'tumah. Maybe when it says it two times, it's saying you're tamei for 7 days. And you don't have to bring a korban at the end. And when it says it three times, so then it says it's you're not even tamei for 7 days. You just have to bring a korban and you're tahor that night. So it's Amrit, Achalo, Rosh, Shalosh, Rosh, Taim. So it says that's impossible because you see every time you see two, you already saw it twice. So you're already tamei for 7 days. Now you're going to tell me that you saw that third time and that makes you more tahor than you would have been had you only seen twice. That's hard to swallow. So obviously you are tameh just as much as you were when you saw it two times, and then you also owe a korban on top of that. Ve'emor shtayim l'korban v'lo l'tumah shalosh af l'tumah. So you say, no, okay, so I have a better way to learn it. Say, if you see two times, you bring a korban, but you're not tameh for 7 days. And then if you see three times, you also bring a korban, but you're also tameh for 7 days. So the Gemara says, nah, lo sol kedai. That's not the pshat. Don't say it like that. Why? The Tanya, because we have the following braisa, v'chi pera lav ha-kohen lefnei Hashem, mizovo. So it says that the Kohen, when he brings the Korban, will be mechaper him for his being a Zav. So he says, miktsas Zavin, meaning it says mizovo, from his Zav. So he says, miktsas Zavin mevi'in Korban, or miktsas Zavin ain't mevi'in Korban. Some Zavin bring a Korban, and some do not. How is this so? If he sees three times, then he brings a carbon. Shtayim, eno maybe. But if he sees two times, then he doesn't bring a carbon. Oh, eno ella, ra, beis, maybe, ra, shalosh, eno maybe. Maybe you'll suggest, like we said above, that if he sees two times, he brings a carbon. But if he sees three times, he doesn't have to bring a carbon. No, amrit, achalo, ra, shalosh, ra, shtayim. So we say, no, that's impossible because every three times has two inside of it, and therefore, once you see, if you're going to say you need to bring one when you see two times, then of course you're going to need to bring one when you see a third time. It's not going to remove the chi of bringing a korban. The itzterich, the Rabbi Simai, the itzterich mizovo. So we need both. We need the brisa that we quoted above of Rabbi Simai, and we also need the brisa that we just quoted, v'chi pera lav ha-kohen lefnei Hashem mizovo. The Rabbi Simai, hava mina ki kushyan. Come on, right? So if it was just Rav Simai, I would have said, like our Kasha, that all the possibilities that we threw out there, Kamash Malan, Mizovo, therefore Mizovo comes to solve all these problems. Meaning that you shouldn't think that if it's two, you bring the Korban, but you're not Tameh, and then if it's three, you bring the Korban and you're Tameh. So the Mizovo, if it would just say Mizovo, that one of the Zovs has to bring a Korban and one of them doesn't, Lo Yadana, Kamara Eos, I wouldn't know how many times you see. Kamash Malan, the Rabbi Simai. That's where Rabbi Simai comes in and says, once it says the Zav has to see two times, and once it says the Zav has to see three times. And now we know that the concept of Mizovo applies to a person who sees three times, but not to a person who sees two times. Bahashta Damit Mizovo Lidrasha. And now we just have a side point on this. So far, hopefully you're not confused completely, but if you are, now you're going to get more confused because we just said that there's this concept of darshaning from the pasuk mizovo, that sometimes a zav will bring a carbon and sometimes he won't. He brings a carbon when he sees three times, but he doesn't bring a carbon when he sees two times. Now we ask a question, wait a minute, don't we need this word mizovo for a different drasha, as it says, v'chi yitaher, v'chi yitar hazav mizovo. Right, so he says when the zav becomes tahor from his zov, meaning that's another pasuk which has the word mizovo in it as well. So my darash debate, when if you're going to say the word mizovo is open for darshaning, so what are we going to darshan from that mizovo? So he says no, hahu miboyle. So I'll tell you what we need it for the following. The tanya, v'chi yitayr azav v'cheshi yifsok mizovo. The Zav only becomes Tahor once he stops from his Tumah that comes from the fact that he was a Zav. Meaning that if he was a Zav and he had Sarah, so that's the continuation of the Gemara. Lo Mizovo V'Nig'o. Not if he had a Negat Sarah that he also needed to become Tameh for. So he can go to the Mikvah from being a Zav after he finishes the Shiva Nikiyim from being a Zav, and it doesn't matter that he had another Tumah that required a separate process that's irrelevant to him. And then furthermore, we darshan Mizovo, from the word Mizovo, Bisafar, because the word, the way it's phrased in the Pasuk is when he becomes Tahor from his Zov, from his being a Zav, Bisafar lo, Shiva Sialim Lataraso, then he has to count 7 days. So what do we learn from that? Limeid, Al Zav Bal Shtei Re'iyos Shetone Sphira Shiva. That teaches us that even if a guy only sees two times, then he, meaning not doesn't need to see full three times, he needs to just see two times, he has to count Shiva Nikiyim. Vahalo Dinhu, and we have a bit of a Kalvachomer over here. Imitame Mishkav Umoshav Lo Yehetone Sphiras Shiva. So we say that if he's Mitame, in such a way that if he lies down on something or he sits down on something, which is a very severe form of tuma, that it's much, he doesn't even have to touch the thing he's on top of. It could be 10 mattresses, one piled up on the other. If he lies down on the top mattress, all 10 of the mattresses are tuma, and therefore that's a very chomer type of tuma. So basically, Rashi explains that Lo Yeton Sphira Shiva, would he not need to count Shiva Nakiyim? Rashi says, Bitmiya, you ask it in the form of a question. once you say that he has to count Shimon and Akiyam, once you say that if he sees two or three times, he's metame in a serious way, of course he's going to need Shimon and Akiyam, because we're obviously going to apply all of the chumras of being a zav to him. So the Gemara says, going over to Ches Amid Beis now, no, Shomeres Yom Keneged Yom Tochiach. So he says, no, we can prove that this pasuk of Mizovo is still necessary to tell me that he has to count Shimon Akiyam, because a person who only sees one time, which is called Shomeres Yom Keneged Yom, he will prove that it's not, you can have this severe form of Tumah without having to count Shimon Akiyam. Why? Shemetame Mishkavu Moshev, he is just as Tameh as a regular Zav. He is metame things that he sits on or that he lies down on, even if he doesn't touch them or move them. The Eina Tu'una Sviris Shivan, he does not require counting Shivan Akiyam. So you see that you need a pasuk to teach you that the Zav is metame, it requires Shivan Akiyam even from seeing two times, from the pasuk of Mizovo. Okay, we're smack in the middle of this very difficult inyan, so I want to continue even though we're on Chesem and Beis now. The afata al tetame al zeh, and don't ask the following question. You know, don't be bothered by this. Don't ask a kash on this. Sha'afa pisha metame mishkavu moshav lo yehetan sphira shiva. Right. So he says that even though he has such a serious form of tuma and tuma that he can metame mishkav and moshav by sitting on something or lying down on it, still he doesn't need shiva to count shiva and akiyam. Talmud lomar mizovo visafa. Right, so we learn out from the word mizovo, from his being a zav, meaning not every zav. Miktsas zovo v'safar liman al zav bal shtei re'io sheton sfira shiva. So that teaches you that a person can be a zav who only saw two times, and he still has to count shiva nikim. That's what we learn from the word mizovo v'safar, that from the fact that not every zav counts, but you can be not even the fullest type of zav, not even a three times zav, just a two times zav. You still have to count shiva nikim. Amar le Rav Papa Labai. So Rav Papa says to Abai, Maishna hai mizovo de marbi bezov bal shtei re'ios. Why this mizovo that we have in the pasuk that we quoted, the second pasuk, that we include a person who saw two times, meaning it's an inclusive mizovo to tell you that this even applies to a guy who only saw twice, not three times, not even three times. Well, Maishna hai mizovo de marbi bezov bal shtei re'ios. And why previously when we said that the guy who brings the carbon, he's become tahor from his zov, so we said that only applies to the guy who saw three times. So it's the same word in one place, it comes to exclude a person who saw two times, and one place it comes to include a person who saw two times. How do you know which one to work which? So Amar Leh. So Abai answers Rav Papa, Isol kadai dechai lema utehu da'asa. Because if you thought that when it includes a person who's only saw two times, that he's tamei for all 7 days, he has to count Shiva Nikim. So you would think it's coming to exclude him? Lishto kramine, then don't say anything. Meaning, to not include a guy who sees two times from Shiva Nikim, so just let the pasuk not say anything, and then we won't include him. V'chitema asya medina, and you're going to say, no, we could have learned it out from a kal v'chomer. It's not true. Shomeres yom keneged yom tochiyah. We could have shown the other way, meaning a zav only sees one time. He can go to the mikvah and he's tohor that night. So he doesn't count Shiva Nikim. So why would I then assume that a guy who sees two times has to count Shiva Nikim? So I wouldn't have had a kal v'chomer to learn it out, and I would need a pasuk to show you that guy is included in the chiyuv of Shiva Nikiyam. And you'll say, yeah, but we already need that pasuk. We can't include Shiva Nikiyam because we need to learn that he can become tohor. He has to become tohor from his zav and not from his tzaras. In kein lichtov krav v'chi yitar hazav v'lishtok. You know, it could have just said v'chi yitar hazav, and then we would have excluded tzaras. And we wouldn't have said anything else. We would have known. Mizovo. Lamali. Why say mizovo? Limid al zav. Bashteri yoshaton sfira shiva. To teach you that a guy who sees only two times, not even a guy who sees three times, also has to count shiva nikiyam. Okay, I know that was very complicated. And it's not something that you're used to. But at least you heard the concepts. Again, just to review, there's three types of zav for a man. Number one, a zav who sees one time. He just goes to the mikvah and he's tahor that night. It's called shomeres yom keneged yom. Right, then you have a second type of Zav who sees two times. He is tamei for 7 days from the time that he stops. He counts seven clean days, and then he goes to the mikveh at the end. And there's a Zav who sees three times. He is Tomei for 7 days, counts Shiva Nikim, and then at the end of his Shiva Nikim, he goes to the mikveh. He's Tahor, but he also has to bring a kapara, he has to bring a special korban, and then he is completely clean.